Welcome and thank you for listening to this episode of Stonebridge Soundbite. The date is October 18th, 2022, and today's topic is what should you be asking your investment advisor? My name is Patrick Kincaid. I am the Director of Marketing and a Relationship Manager here at Stonebridge. With me today is Chief Investment Officer and Portfolio Manager, John Schoenberg, CFA. John, how are you?
I'm good, Pat. Thanks for asking.
Good. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to be covering a few different specific questions that people should be asking their investment advisor. Some of them are going to be a little bit more general, and some are going to focus on questions, you know, specifically that they should be asking their investment advisor during these types of challenging markets. So, John, I like to start off with just kind of a general question here. You know, oftentimes when people go into these meetings, whether it be a review meeting or even just a meeting to interview potentially a new investment advisor, you can go online and find a ton of different questions out there of best questions to ask your investment manager or investment advisor. But from your standpoint, what do you feel the top three questions are that someone should be asking their investment advisor?
Sure, Pat. I think, you know, particularly when they're interviewing new advisors, it's important to know these three things. You know, the first is, are you a registered investment advisor or an investment broker? They're two very different things, right? A registered investment advisor is a fiduciary. They tend to offer, you know, what is in the client's best interest and not selling specific products, right? Whereas a broker, an investment broker, works for an organization that really sells the client a product, whether it's a mutual fund, it can be individual stocks and bonds, but a lot of package products that firm has put together that the investment broker is selling. So I think it's really important that first question is, you know, what are you? Are you a registered investment advisor with a fiduciary obligation to do the best for me as a client? Or are you a broker dealer that wants to sell me a product? And, you know, a lot of the broker dealers will, you know, partner with investment advisors like a Stonebridge to bring in that fiduciary role that a registered investment advisor gives. Another question that, you know, people don't ask, but they should. We get it all the time, more on the institutional level, but it's, do you have a referral, right? Can I talk to one of your existing clients that have been with you a long time to get a feel from them on how you interact and, you know, try to gain that level of trust by talking to an existing client? So I think people are scared to ask for an individual referral versus institutions do it all the time. But I think that's a very important thing that, particularly when people are looking for a new advisor, that you can ask, you know, somebody and they should be able to provide that. A last one is, you know, where are your assets going to be custodied? Are they custodied at the broker dealer you're with, or if you're with the RIA, can I choose my custodian? Can it be Charles Schwab? Can it be Fidelity? You know, I think those are important things. I think when people have gotten into trouble over time, it's when they've gone with a smaller investment advisor that has their own firm and the assets are maybe even custodied at that smaller firm. Mm-hmm. You know, at Stonebridge, we use many different custodians, but I think it's important to distinguish the role between the investment advisor and the custodian, and it's good to have that separation. So those are really three things. You know, the difference between an RIA and an investment broker, two, can you give me a referral? And three, where are my assets actually being held or custody?
Yeah, thank you, John. And all great questions. Again, there's a lot of different questions you can ask initially in those early conversations, but those are three that, you know, we have identified as pretty important. The custodian one is very interesting as well. Can you just briefly break down what a custodian is for those that maybe don't understand how that relationship works between, you know, investment manager and investment advisor and a custodian?
Yeah. So Stonebridge, for example, we are a registered investment advisor. When you give us your assets to manage, they actually don't go to Stonebridge. they go to Charles Schwab, Fidelity, RBC. I mean, we really don't care where those assets are custodied. And it's usually a large organization with a great reputation, and they hold the assets. But what we do is we have you sign an investment management agreement where we have full authority to manage those assets within that custodial account.
Yeah, and that's a great distinction too, right? You know, on the front end for the investment advisor, they're managing the assets. And then on the back end where it's custodied, you have kind of that protection and assurance that those assets are being securely held somewhere outside of the investment manager. So again, having those two separated just provides a level of assurance and accountability really between the two separate entities that are managing the investments and holding the investments. So thank you, John, for breaking that down. We probably see a lot of similarity and pattern in questions that we actually get asked from clients and also from potential clients who are coming in to interview us. Could you maybe expand upon some of the questions that we get asked as investment managers at Stonebridge?
Yeah, I would say one of the most popular questions that we're being asked lately is, can I have a more customized approach to my asset management? They may have some personal beliefs that they want to incorporate into their investment approach, whether it be environmental, social, governance, very popular right now. So clients will ask, I have these certain beliefs, and can I have those implemented in such a way in my investments that they align with my belief system? I think that's a really popular thing. It's harder to do than you might think, because many advisors will use ETFs in the management of their products. And if you say, I don't want any energy stocks in my investment portfolio, but you're in an ETF that mimics the S&P 500, well, guess what? 6% of your money is going to be in the energy sector. So I would say customizable solution is in vogue right now. At Stonebridge, we do offer that because we buy individual stocks and individual bonds. But that is a really popular topic right now, and one that can be very, very important to an individual when it comes to having their money managed. So that is a really popular one right now. The other one is my portfolio customizable by myself, right? Can I tell you what stocks to buy or sell? Most of the time, we like to steer people away from that because they generally don't have the experience and get caught up in the latest fad and want to own a particular name. But it is their money, right? So many times we will say, okay, we will buy that individual name for you on your behalf, but we're going to make it a small position. Because I would say 9 times out of 10, those names generally don't work out because they're the popular idea of the day and they're getting all the attention, but they aren't necessarily good investments. So customized solution is probably one of the hottest topics right now. And then what kind of input can I have when it comes to the investment of my portfolio?
Yeah, both are great questions to ask. I think to your point as well, it really is a balance between the client having the freedom to make recommendations and ask questions and want certain things in their portfolio, but it's also the job and the fiduciary responsibility of the investment manager, at least for us specifically, to manage those assets in the best way we possibly can to provide the best results depending on the client's goals. And so it is a give and take between our communication with the client, them making recommendations, but also us making sure that we're doing our fiduciary responsibility by investing the right way. So it is a back and forth oftentimes.
Yeah, Pat, I agree with that. And I think it's important for clients to know that we spend a lot of time doing research on the individual stocks and bonds that we purchase for our clients on their behalf. We aren't just watching CNBC or the local, you know, channel and hearing an idea and then saying, oh, that sounds like a great idea, I want to buy it, right? We spend hours researching companies, hours researching bonds, and really try to make the most informed decision that we can before we buy a name for our clients. And I think it's a big distinction. We're not just running out and buying what's on television, what's popular right now. We're really trying to buy good, solid investments and good companies that will perform over the next 3 to 5 years, not the next 3 to 5 days.
Yeah, great point, John. Thank you. With the current market environment, there are a lot of questions that people probably want to ask their investment manager, their investment advisor, but what are the types of questions that they should be asking their investment manager?
I think the most important thing that they should be asking right now, and we've had a good lesson of this lately, is what are the risks that are embedded in my investment portfolio? Right. And that's done at the beginning of a relationship. And it can change over time, but it's really important for a client to ask, what are the risks? How much can the market go down? How will that affect my portfolio? What happens if interest rates rise, which has happened this year? And how is that going to impact the performance of my overall portfolio? And that comes down to really establishing the proper investment objectives at the beginning, right? People say they have certain risk tolerances, right? They say they can handle a 20% drawdown, but when it happens, do they panic? Do they want to get out of the market altogether? It's one thing to say what your risk tolerance is. It's another thing to experience it. And over the past 3 years, during the pandemic, we had a market that went up kind of day after day, fueled by liquidity. And people got really comfortable and just having their portfolios go up and up and up. And then when the Fed started raising interest rates and inflation became a problem at the beginning of 2022, both stocks and bonds have gone down pretty dramatically and gone down at the same time. And I think having that proper objective up front and managing it to that objective is the most important thing clients should do. So the question they ask the advisor, what are the risks that are embedded in my portfolio on not only the stock side and the bond side, but even holding cash, right? Even holding cash today in a high inflationary environment is hurting your purchasing power over time. So what are those embedded risks when you build the portfolio? And understanding those risks is the most important thing.
Those are great questions, John, from an investment management standpoint. You know, what is the strategy? How are you implementing it from that standpoint? From a service standpoint, what should people right now be asking their investment advisor, investment manager, when it comes to providing the right kind of service in this environment?
I think it's important, even at the beginning of the relationship, to have an understanding between the client and the advisor on how much communication is expected. Is it a daily call, right? Because some people have that in their head, like, I am going to check with them before I buy or sell a stock in their account. Nobody can do that, right? People will have too many clients. They cannot check with each client before they do something in the portfolio. But understanding that I can call my investment advisor once a month to check in to see how the portfolio is doing, or do I have a formal quarterly review meeting where we sit down, we look at how the portfolio has done and what your expectations are going forward in the market environment? Establishing those expectations up front of how is our communication going to go? What kind of reports am I going to receive? Am I going to get monthly custodian copies of my reports? Is it going to be delivered electronically? Is it going to be delivered by the mail? I mean, all these things are important to understand at the beginning of a relationship. And that can change over time, right? I would say for us, particularly many clients that when they first come in, they want more communication and more involvement in their portfolio. But over time, they learn to trust us and understand what we're doing. And those communication needs go down. Maybe it goes from quarterly to semi-annually. or on demand many times, right? Do we need to talk about my tax situation with my accountant towards the end of the year? And it becomes very, you know, not necessarily quarterly, but on demand and at certain times a year. But it's important to come up with that schedule and for that advisor and the client to know what those expectations are on how much are we going to be communicating with each other.
So last question for you, John, here. Is there a takeaway that every person should have coming out of their review meetings with their investment advisor?
Yeah, I would say the most important is trust, right? Which is also the hardest to put a finger on do I trust my advisor? But when that client leaves the office, they want to feel that, number one, that the advisor has their best interest in mind, and that they trust the advisor to make good decisions on their behalf. So that trust is actually built over time, but it's the most important thing when a client leaves an office that they have to ask themselves, do I trust that the advisor is making the best decisions they can for my investment portfolio?
Excellent. Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate you getting on the phone with me here and going through this. These are all really important things, especially as we go through these challenging times, not only from our perspective to make sure that we're always answering questions correctly for our clients, but also for our clients and those that are out there who are working with investment advisors, really important things for them to understand to try and make sure they're asking their investment advisor. So thank you very much. I appreciate it, John.
Thanks, Pat. My pleasure.
And if you do out there, whoever is listening, want to schedule a meeting with us at Stonebridge, we're happy to meet with you, whether it be to discuss the portfolio itself or go through maybe some of the concerns that you have going on in this market. We're happy to answer those questions. So please feel free to give us a call, set up a meeting. You can call our office line and have our team set up a meeting with your portfolio manager. Call 651-251-1000. Again, thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. If you'd like to see any of our other recordings or see any of our other articles, you can go on stonebridgecap.com/news. Thank you and have a great day.